Jim, Reclaim the Night is a global movement that originated in the UK in the 70s and has made its way here to Hobart this year. The March theme is Feminism in the Apocalypse and will be held Friday night, 5 p.m. at Parliament Lawn. Please welcome event organiser, spokesperson, Sapphire Grant and speaker at the event, friend of the show, Nala Mansell. Welcome to the show, guys.
You're pulling me now. Thanks for having me.
It is an absolute pleasure. Nala, how excited are you to be a part of an event like this?
Look, I'm really excited about the event on Friday. I think this is a really important issue that affects us all, especially here in Lutruwita, Tasmania. Although it's an important issue, Friday's more of a call for a positive call for change, for everyone to be able to come and support each other and talk about this very important issue that's been kind of hidden for a very long time but needs to be brought to the forefront of our minds.
Absolutely. And Sapphire, when did you get involved in Reclaim the Night and how did you get involved?
Oh, gosh, I don't remember. I think it was maybe, 15 years ago when I was a lot smaller and cuter and very, very, very passionate about it. Now that I'm, a bit older and I've been doing Reclaim the Night here for the last, 4 years. And no, we couldn't do it last year. So this year we're really looking forward to getting back on the streets and having some fun, I think. Really, we all want to have fun. But we also want to highlight, that gendered violence and that where women and children and non-binary people are still not safe on the streets. Street harassment's still a thing. The statistics are still the same. They haven't budged in 30 years. One woman a week is killed by someone she knows that's an intimate partner. Or we're just trying to, like Nala said, talk about these issues, but in the same time, celebrate and call for positive change in this time of coming out of some isolation, I guess.
Nala, what kind of positive change do you think should be happening and needs to be happening after an event like this?
Look, I think sexual and physical violence against women is something that we don't speak about enough. I think it's something that victims feel a sense of shame around. So I think this event is really about knowing, really empowering people and knowing that you're not alone. Unfortunately, it is very common for women to have to deal with these types of issues. So I think the most important thing is just talking about it, knowing that it's okay to speak to people about what you've been through, knowing that there's others that have been through the same thing. And then hopefully the whole country will stand up and acknowledge that, this abuse of women is not okay and we can start looking at more kind of structural and societal change to see, knowing as our daughters and grandchildren grow up that they can be safe in this society.
Sapphire, can I ask you, is there something that Nathan and I can do and other men can do to make women feel more safe at night? Are there simple steps, people listening right now, that, hey, you can do this and women can feel more safer?
That's a really good question. But yeah, I think we need men. We do need men.
To take ownership of it?
Yeah, I think the things that will make us feel safer is hearing you talk about it. And when you see someone harassed or you hear a joke that's a bit sexist and everyone's laughing, you're like, hey, that's not cool, that's, locker room talk, that kind of thing. It starts there. I think if we can stop kind of sexism happening in groups where there are no women around to call it out, because for some reason it's always up to women to call this out, whereas actually it's all of our problems. Like when someone experiences domestic violence, no matter what gender they are, everyone in that friendship circle, that family circle, feels it. Everyone is impacted. So all of us are affected in some way or have seen it. We've had a friend assaulted. We've had a parent or a sister or a brother or a grandchild affected by domestic violence or sexual violence. So in some way, we've all felt or heard these stories from someone. So I think the best way that men can participate is to call it out.
That's a really good point, because I do want to say, I guess when I was younger, we would see it more out in the open, and I do feel like it has changed, and unfortunately, it still does happen. I've been in situations, but now it's behind closed doors. It is the locker room talk, whether it is just some guys at a home watching the footy, or they're park, or they're exercising when there are no women around. And if you are a bloke and you are listening to the show this morning, please call that behaviour out. That is more important. I feel like, unfortunately, it is moving into the shadows at times. It's like, well, I can't say it out loud now, so I'll I'll say it. No, that's not okay. If you are listening, it is not okay. And, you know, when you just talked about what the statistics haven't changed in, what, 30-odd years, it needs to stop. And it does start with us having these conversations. And, again, if you listen to the show, don't let it happen. Mm. Call people out.
Let's get those statistics down to none a week.
Absolutely. Yeah. And men listening to us right now here in Nipaluna, Hobart, if you are listening right now, there's so many people that we come across and go, oh, I know it's wrong. I would always call it out. But then when it comes to it, as you just said before, Nala, that locker room kind of stuff, that's when it needs to start happening as well. It's fair enough to in public to be like, oh, yeah, okay, I won't do it. But then when you're around your friends, that's when it really needs to come into place. But would you agree, Sapphire?
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, absolutely.
The reason why I feel like some women don't call it out is because we don't feel safe to call it out. But what about you men? Do you ever feel not safe to call out other men because they're maybe you're worried about them arcing up at you?
Absolutely. 100%. And this is the thing that we need to break down. Without a doubt, absolutely. You're worried that they're going to turn around and go, all right, mate, that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? And it's getting over that fear is what we need to be working on.
So women are scared of men, but men are scared of men.
100%.
I will say well that a lot of it at times, again, if I'm just talking, if it is a bunch of us blokes, and at times I have called it out, mostly, no, you're right. There's a lot of it that's being just said because it has been said, or they think it's funny. They don't believe it.
Yeah.
They're just saying it because it's a very, you know, it's low-hanging fruit.
A cheap laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that.
That is a big thing as well, but that doesn't help because that does build on the stereotype, and it doesn't
totally.
If there are people in that group that then do believe it.
Yes.
The majority need to be calling out that behaviour.
And that's it. And there usually is one person in the group. Remember when, like, for myself and for a lot of other survivors of sexual assault, it's been a friend. It's been someone in, like, say we're all friends and everyone in at home and in their cars, they can go, oh, yeah, my friendship group, there was that one guy that did do this thing and we were all shocked. When it came out, everyone was shocked. But then when one person came out, suddenly 6, 10, 11 other people came forward and everyone's like, wow, this guy's been doing it a while.
Yeah.
So, and it's that guy who, when you laugh at his jokes, in his mind he's saying, it's okay to dehumanize women and use them as objects to make myself feel better. And these guys are laughing at, they're confirming that my attitude and my towards women is okay. So when you laugh along with someone, you know, it's confirming that their beliefs about women are okay. And they might have that belief, they might not, but you just don't know.
No, of course.
And if it is that one person in let's just say a group of 10, right?
Yeah.
And that one person who does believe it says it, and then everyone else just laughs to laugh.
Because it's awkward, right?
Yeah, but then there's 9 out of 10 people that don't think it's okay. You need to call it out because that then the person goes, oh, okay, hang on, maybe I'm not right here.
This isn't a safe group for me to go and perpetrate in.
Yes.
But that also means that person could go into another friendship group and then the cycle continues. So when they get pushed out of one group, they usually go into another. So stopping the cycle of abuse and this kind of behaviour towards women, it's really deep. It's systemic. And I don't think we can put it on one person or just on men or just on women. I think we have to work together as a community. And that's why we're coming together on the streets, is because we believe it's a community issue and everyone in the community is responsible for making our community safe for all of us. So none of us feel afraid to go out at night or feel afraid at home or at work.
Yeah,
you shouldn't feel afraid anywhere.
No, you should feel comfortable everywhere, absolutely.
Yeah, and you should be able to go out, have a party, or you should be able to go out and drink as much as you like or wear what you like without the fear of one of your friends or a stranger or, you know, or even your partner taking advantage of you.
Speaking of wearing, the theme, feminism in the apocalypse.
Yes.
So encouraging people, Sapphire, to wear an apocalyptic-themed kind of outfit. What kind of thoughts have we got behind this? What kind of outfits are we looking for? Nala, have you got your outfit already?
No.
Well, what should people be dressing up as? What kind of outfits are we looking for, Sapphire?
Can I be a little bit corny and say masks?
Yeah. That's not corny.
Yeah, no,
you're talking to two of the corniest people in Nipaluna.
So I figure, like, coming out of COVID, we might have to wear masks. So why don't we just lean into the COVID? So we decided to lean in and, you know, we're going to be wearing masks anyway. We might as well make them fun. So and also because, you know, it's been a hard time for a lot of us, even within feminism. Sometimes, you know, it can get a little bit dark. Can get a little bit heavy when you look at these statistics and you're surrounded by all these terrible stories all the time. So, and, you know, working with each other, we've all got, you know, jobs and lives and families and volunteer things we do in the community. So to make up for the time that we're putting in, we thought we might as well have fun and do this. And so why not get dressed up? It's Halloween. People should already be getting the ideas around getting dressed up. So we've just been through an international crisis. People wearing masks. Apocalypse.
It works perfectly.
It works. It does.
Well, I mean, this is fantastic, and we can't thank you enough, Nala and Sapphire, for joining us to talk about this morning. Of course, Reclaim the Night. It's a global movement. The theme, Feminism in the Apocalypse, is going to be held Friday night, 5 p.m. at Parliament Lawn. So anyone can come down, Sapphire, or how do people get involved?
So it's important for this event for women to, you know, come and be empowered and to reclaim our safety. But at the same time, we're talking about the 9 out of 10 men who do understand that certain behaviours are not okay. So we're really encouraging men, children, women, everyone to come down and be part of this new movement to ensure that our children and family members are safe, and we'd love to see as many men there as possible.
Amazing.
Yeah, we want to see the whole community there, and also the community that have been isolated the most during this apocalypse, which is women with disabilities. So, yeah, we're hoping to have Auslan interpreters there and really make this a community event where, like, no one feels like they have to be excluded.
Incredible. Oh, that's so awesome. That. We can't thank you both enough, Nala, Sapphire, for joining us.
Thank you.
I will say, if this chat has raised anything for you, SAS provides a 24-hour crisis response and support service here in southern Tasmania, Lutruwita. You can reach them on 1-800-MY-SUPPORT, or, of course, there is 1-800-RESPECT and Lifeline on 13 11 14. Once again, Nala, Sapphire. Fire, we appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.